Deborah Perrier is one of six candidates running in the federal election in the riding of Prescott Russell Cumberland, representing the People's Party of Canada. As a first-time candidate, she shares what motivated her to run under the PPC banner.
Well, I was like many people that I've come across today, completely hopeless. I started in the Liberal camp, and then COVID hit, and I could not believe what I was hearing or seeing. As a nurse, you could say that I had a little bit more understanding than the average bear, and as a result, I left the Liberal camp, and I jumped full force into the Conservative camp, thinking that Pierre Poilievre was going to save the world, because it sure sounded good, and he was pretty much saying everything that I really needed to hear. So I began to watch, and I began to see if he would follow through on the things that he was saying. For example, he never stood up for the truckers of the convoy. So I went from the Liberal camp into the Conservative camp into the hopeless camp. And then one day as I was walking down the streets during the convoy, I actually saw a large group of people just gathering around very excitedly around someone. And that's when I met Maxime Bernier. I listened to what he had to say, and I was very impressed. So I started down that rabbit hole, and I began my journey of research on Maxime Bernier. And I knew by the time I was finished that he was the one that was going to get my support. And fast forward 2 years, things just continue to nosedive. More taxes, higher cost of living, unaffordable housing, mass immigration, increased cost of utilities, spending more, walking out with less from the grocery store. But mostly, I started getting really concerned about the freedoms that were being taken away from the people one at a time. Common sense just seemed to disappear, and I began watching our country evolve into a woke mess. And the tampons in the men's bathroom was the last straw for me. And I knew that I could no longer just kind of sit there and not do anything. And I was really tired of the inaction that I was seeing, the hopelessness that was blanketing our country. And I knew that I had to act. I had to do something. So I decided to step up, step forward, and I wasn't going to start on the lowest rung in the political ladder because I didn't feel we have time. And so I went right to the top, running right for the federal, and here I am.
One of Deborah Perrier's goals is to raise awareness about the importance of voting and to encourage more people to take part in the democratic process.
I've had many conversations over the last month with many of the constituents, and I find the overall largest issue that I have come across literally is hopelessness. A lack of faith in our electoral system, in the government, that there's any hope for change, or that even voting is going to make a difference, because they all kind of feel that it's rigged. They were really discouraged with this whole, the way Carney was installed rather than voted in, and they're very, very negative towards the election as a whole. And I have found myself really talking to them and really hopefully putting across the importance of getting out and voting. Despite feeling that it's hopeless, if we don't vote to make a change, no change is going to happen.
Deborah Perrier believes that the issue of U.S. tariffs could be resolved through collaboration with President Donald Trump.
One of the biggest problems that we are facing today is this whole issue with the tariffs. And Maxime Bernier has an amazing plan. And that plan is to not fight fire with fire, but to actually sit down at the table with Trump to things on the table that the president was seeking in the first place. For example, our free trade agreement. Rather than applying tariffs, because if we apply tariffs, it's our people that are going to be paying more than anyone else. But if we do the reciprocal tariffs and do it with a zero tariff rather than a 25% as previously discussed, if we don't have tariffs and the states don't have tariffs, and all it's going to take is for us to put on the table and discuss the new trade agreement and discuss with President Trump taking of the border, our border issue, because a lot of the issues in the first place were because Canada was not fulfilled responsibility by taking care of the drugs that were coming through our borders, by having our borders too open. So that is initially where all of this began. So I think if we open up conversation and if we talk with the president, I think that there's a lot of repair that can take place.
Deborah Perrier states that she aims to engage in open discussions with constituents, emphasizing her belief in the People's Party of Canada's platform and Maxime Bernier's leadership.
Our platform differentiates us from all the other parties. But I'd say personally for myself that my word is my bond. My word is better than any contract. And I say what I mean and I mean what I say. I'm not just going to say what you want to hear. I'm going to speak the truth and I'm going to open discussion. I'm open and I want to hear what the constituents have to say. But I don't waver and I don't pander. When all is said and done, and I've done my own research, and I still believe something very strongly, I cannot be bought or coerced or intimidated. I don't quit and I don't give up. I truly believe in the platform of the People's Party of Canada. And I believe with all my heart that Maxime Bernier is the man of principle that he says he is, and that he is going to see things through to completion. Unlike the other candidates, I am not a career politician. I'm not in this for power or for position in any means. I might not have the level of experience that they do, but I'm a very intelligent woman, and I am learning at an exorbitant speed. And I have an amazing team in the People's Party standing behind me and guiding and directing as well. I literally mean this for the well-being of Canada and for the people, not just for a job. I'm 62 years old. I'm nearing retirement, you know, but instead here I am jumping in the ring because I feel that the future for our children and our grandchildren is very dangerous at this point. We are at a really critical crossroad, and I believe very strongly in an open door policy. I want to be reachable. I want to be open. I am open and sincere, and I believe that really differentiates me from the other candidates. On all of my signs is my email contact, my web page, and I am reachable, and I do think that is one of those things that I strongly believe in, an open door policy. I'm not above anybody. I'm here for everybody.
The federal election will take place on April 28th, 2025. This has been Rose Gressa with CJRO Radio, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.